Next page, number 12.
Oh, my Redeemer.
glory to be praised. This afternoon, we'd like to see Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Tonight, he talks about Apostle John, talks about the church of Ephesus. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, the angel means messenger or minister or pastor. So unto the minister of the church of Ephesus, or unto the pastor of the church of Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in right hand. So he is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has the seven stars. He holds the seven stars in his right hand. So stars, indicated the verse 20 of chapter 1. So here, the mystery of seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest are the seven churches. So seven stars, angels, candlestick, churches. So seven angels. The Lord Jesus Christ holds the seven angels in his right hand, who works in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So Jesus works in the midst of the seven golden churches. So the church should have the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not church, according to the Bible. The church has Jesus Christ. So church should follow Jesus Christ's direction, Jesus Christ's saying, not human idea, human plan, human program. Mm-hmm. So here, indicated here, right here, yeah, verse 5, remember, this one is a rebukal word. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. So if you do not repent, Jesus Christ will remove the candlestick, the church, out of his place. So church removed, the meaning just organization, just the man, organization. Because the certain organization has no Jesus Christ, that organization is no longer church. So the Lord Jesus Christ is also chapter Can you read verse 20?
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
Yeah, I stand at the door and knock. So which meaning this church, you know, Laodicea church, in Laodicea church, Jesus Christ is not there, because Jesus Christ there, right here in the verse 20, he stands at the door of the Laodicea church, at the door. So Jesus Christ not in the church of Laodicea. Mm. So Laodicea church, you know, name alone church. Mm-hmm. So actually not church. Mm. Because Jesus Christ is not there. Mm-hmm. So that is very crucial here. You know, Jesus Christ works in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Jesus Christ works among churches. Mm-hmm. So church should follow Jesus Christ's direction, Jesus' teaching, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit's direction. Mm-hmm. The head, the Lord Jesus Christ is the head. Mm-hmm. We are body, a part of body. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ the head. Verse 2, I know your works and your labor. Jesus Christ gave a commentation, good points. The first of all, I know your work, your labor, your patience, and how you cannot bear them which are evil. So they cannot, you know, bear, cannot accept an evil people. Mm-hmm. And you had tried them, which say they are apostles. Somebody called by themselves as apostles, mm-hmm. but they test them. Mm-hmm. They give a certain word and they try, mm-hmm. they test them. For example, somebody came here to proclaim by herself as a prophetess. Uh-huh. Prophetess. How can we know whether or not she is the prophetess ordained by God? Mm. So we can try her. Mm. So prophetess makes a certain prophecy, mm. no error at all. Mm-hmm. But 1% error, so she is a false prophetess. Oh, yeah. According to the Old Testament, she will be stoned to death.
Right.
Because God has no error. Yeah. Right. That God ordained the prophet or prophetesses has no error at all. Yeah. So this is apostles, they tried them, apostles, which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. So which meaning these the apostles not ordained by God. Today, the pastor Kusan, he shared Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, ordination missionary song. Mm. So he cited apostles. Mm. Apostles meaning a person sent out by God. Mm. That is the literal meaning apostle. Mm. But in the Bible is apostle meaning they should see face to face the Lord. They should be trained by Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So Jesus Christ, 11 disciples also are called as apostles because 11 disciples were taught by Jesus Christ face to face. But arguably, the disciple Paul. So disciple Paul and the official, you know, at that time, you know, many audience raised the issue, you know, the disciple Paul, you know, he's not really, you know, apostle or something like that, you know. So that's why, you know, that's why, you know, the apostle Paul, you know, said, you know, the Corinthian, for example, Corinthian, although, you know, I might not be apostle from, you know, other, you know, Christians, but I am apostle to you, you know. Always, you know, arguably, like, because Apostle Paul is a little different person compared to other 11 apostles. But as a matter of fact, you know, the Apostle Paul, you know, saw the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The light, you know, something like that. He saw that also 3 years in, you know, desert, you know, he got the gospel from the Lord Jesus Christ. So that kind of stuff. So because of that, also the Bible said the Paul is apostle, so no question about it. But at that time, you know, raised the issue whether or not Paul, you know, is an apostle, you know, like that. So I want to, you know, point out is that book is here. Yeah, Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Can you read that? So we can smell the issue of apostle to Paul.
Chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead.
But he emphasized, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. How come he raised that? Because that's the issue. So, don't bother me. I am apostle, you know, by Jesus Christ. He talked about it. Who? To Galatians, Christians, Galatian people. So we can know he got, you know, bothered, you know, because also, you know, Apostle Paul was tried by Galatians, Christians. He said the officials also, you know, somebody came into church. So they called by themselves as apostles. So Ephesians and Christians tested or tried them. So prove out they are liars, which meaning they are not ordained by God.
Right.
They called by themselves as apostles.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
So there's no, saying like in Ephesians then, like apostles, so that is like a spiritual gift that you don't, is not existing then? When apostles, that was just Paul and then the 12 disciples, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all them. The 12, you know, apostles plus
That's
what he meant when he was writing Ephesians.
In the Bible, you know, apostles, 11 disciples plus, you know, disciple Paul only.
Yeah.
But the function, the meaning, you know, the literal meaning of apostle, meaning the man sent out by the Lord. In that kind of sense,
right.
So missionary is a sort of apostle, because sent out by Calvary Chapel,
right.
And I'm here,
yeah.
To South Korea, expanding also NK,
yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. That kind of sense. But that sense is not exactly the same as the apostle stated in the Bible. Some kind of distinguishing, the distinguish between the Bible, you know, stated apostles and the functional apostles. Some
the
kind.
Capacity. Yeah,
yeah, capacity. You know. Yeah, that kind of different. But here, apostles meaning, you know, Ephesians attached down. So liar meaning, they were not ordained by God. They called by themselves as apostles. So that is so in liars. Obviously, they brought not the truth of the Bible, but you know, their imagination, their supplication, you know, whatever. They kind of so. Jesus Christ gave a commendation to the Christians of Ephesus. Yeah, commanded. Then, you know, the verse 3, and has borne and has patience for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. So they are faithfully ministering to the Lord. They are laboring for Jesus' name's sake without faint. Consistently, faithfully, they are laboring. That good point. Verse 3, 2 and 3, good point. Then, negative point, verse 4. Nevertheless, nevertheless is a rich meaning, 180 degree change, right? Nevertheless, or however,
yeah.
So nevertheless, and nevertheless, that's in a total dark side, negative point. I have somewhat against you, somewhat meaning not all Christians over Ephesus Church, some Christians, somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. So they lost the first love of Christ when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You had extreme love over the Lord Jesus Christ when you live a longer Christian life. So you lost the first love, you know. Then, feel cold, or you claim more, murmuring more, like that. So Jesus, you know, scolded him, scolded him, you know, at that point, scolded him. Yeah, you first remember, therefore, okay. Today, tonight, you know, we want to finish, you know, up to first of all, because now is 8:40, only 5 minutes.
I asked too many questions.
Yeah. Then, with the Lord's Prayer, please give me a question. Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'll give you all my praise. Your love alone deserves it. Your love alone deserves my praise. I'll give you all my worship. Tonight, you know, we'd like to see Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. The first of five said, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen." Because the last time Jesus Christ rebuked the two, the church of Ephesus, because the Christians lost the first love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first of all said, "I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love." So when we were saved because of our faith, we got so excited with Jesus' love. So we remember that salvation. So also simultaneously, we love Jesus Christ so much. But when we live our life, we lost our first love, that first love. So that moment Jesus Christ commanded the church Christians over Ephesians, "Remember therefore from first of all, first step, where you are fallen." So when you lost your first love, where you are fallen, the first love. You know, for example, the first time, you know, I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, I got so excited. I loved the Lord Jesus Christ so much, because he saved me. Then, you know, I am doing business. So business is so busy. So I missed Bible study, I missed a prayer meeting, I missed even Sunday service, some kind of like that. In that hypothetical situation, so Jesus said, and therefore, first of all, where you are fallen. So where you are fallen in this case, where I was so busy. So the business place where I was so busy at that time, at that moment, I failed the first love,
I got in a forum from the first lobby. So we know that. So yeah, too busy. So that's why, you know, we make so then, you know, the second step is Jesus said, repent. So I repented to the Lord, you know. Oh Lord, although I said, you know, that I sought the first your kingdom, but my business was so busy, so I sought the first my business, the kingdom of God in a second priority, so I repent that. So I want to, you know, adjust, you know, business schedule, so the time, you know, a little efficient management, or some like reduce business work, then so try to so there is a repent, you know, heart to repent to the Lord, you know. I commit to sin, you know, not to seek the first your kingdom. So first your kingdom. So like that, you know. Then the number two, repent. We did. Then do the first works. Do the first works mean always I sought first his kingdom. So I participated in the Sunday service, also, you know, Bible study, or, you know, continually keep going for spiritual benefit, spiritual growth. So do the first work. Or else, otherwise, I will come unto you quickly, will remove your candlestick out of the hidden place. Your candlestick, this one, as Jesus Christ told to all Christians over Ephesus, not, you know, each person, all Christians Ephesus, remove, you know, your candlestick, meaning Jesus left from the church, because candlestick is a church. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20 said, the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Jesus, you know, told us candlesticks are churches. So remove the candlestick, which means Jesus left from church. The first one said, the here, he who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Jesus walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Jesus walks, you know, among seven churches, so all churches. So Jesus removed the candlestick, which means Jesus left from that church. So that church is no longer church, only, you know, fake church.
Program.
Yeah, program, yeah, oriented, not in support ready church. And that kind of stuff, you know, manipulated church, rather than, you know, the saints or Christians following Jesus Christ's direction. So man is a master controlling, you know, like organization. Social organization, some kind of spiritual organization, something like that. So this one, except you repent. So the repentance is so crucial. So in this hypothetical situation, but I don't know, you know, when I was so busy to do my business, But at some point, if I missed Sunday service, the first time I missed the morning prayer, then in the weekday Bible study, then in the next step, I missed the Sunday service. So something like that. So now the first priority is business, not no longer Christian Jesus relationship, my personal relationship with the Lord. That is secondary. So I lost the first love at that moment. So first think about where I failed. You are fallen. Where I am fallen. So where I was so busy, the business. So I repent. My sin because I left my first love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Then I do the first work. The first week in this case, I participated in Sunday night service, then extended continually doing weekday Bible study, morning prayer meeting, or some like spiritual life going on in big time school. Otherwise, Jesus Christ. That thou hatest these of the Nicolaitans, which I also. What is Nicolaitans? Nicolaitans. Nico as Nietzsche. Nico Nietzsche means Greek word Nietzsche. The Greek word means priests. Latins. Latin. So they divided Christians with two groups. One group is a priest, the other one is a lay people. So, but the New Testament in a Christian, there is no distinction among Christians, priests or lay people. There is in the Old Testament concept, because when Jesus Christ was resurrected, Matthew, can you open Matthew? I am reading Matthew. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. Can you read that? Chapter 27, verse 51.
Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked.
Yeah.
And the rocks were split.
Yeah. There is the veil of the temple was torn from the top to bottom. So there is no distinction among Christians. So today, all born again Christians are priests. All born again. Christians are priests. So this one, the concept is Nicolaitans. Among Christians, one is the authority group, the other is the lay people, lay Christian. Like expert testimony, lay testimony, something like that, so that distinguished two groups. So that is, Jesus hate that. So the church of Ephesus also hate that. So which means Ephesus Christians has no distinction among Christians, all brothers and sisters, brother of Christ, no high level hierarchy, some like hierarchy situation. That kind of Nicolaitans. So one commentary, who made it? So this one is Action chapter 6. So one, some commentaries interpret it as Deacon Nicolaus probably made Nicolaitans. The Book of Acts.
Yeah.
I will show the Book of Acts. Then I will explain. Book of Acts Chapter six. Right, verse 5, can you read that?
And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
Yeah, so Nicholas, probably made these Nicolaitans, sect, Nicolaitans, sect, probably, we don't know. So because the name is very similar, Nicholas, Nicolaitans.
The name is similar?
Yeah, similar to, Nicholas.
So that's why they say it came from
him? Yeah, it came from him, But that is a minority view, minority interpretation.
Yeah.
So we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, verse 7, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Alrighty, a tree of life. So you, when you hear of Jesus Christ, stating Jesus Christ, Christ in the book, the correction, you obey that you may eat the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. What is the tree of life? Well, Revelation chapter 22, chapter 22, verse 2.
In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Yeah, so basically, in heaven we may eat, tree of life, 12 men of the fruits, 12 kinds of fruit, we may eat that, So Jesus Christ talks about that in heaven. So But exactly, you know, we don't know, you know, what is that, you know, but so we made it, you know, tree of life in the heaven, so this kind of stuff. Then verse 8, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, right, this thing says, the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. So Jesus Christ is the first and the last, which means Jesus controlling entire the history, the story of Smyrna and the church members, you know, all, you know, world history, you know, controlling everything from beginning to last thing. Also, which was dead, you know, we know that Jesus was dead on the cross, right, with the belly and they rose again, so, and he's alive. So Jesus was told to talk to the angel of the church in Smyrna. So the angel, you know, means the angelus, a messenger, you know, or the pastor, minister, you know, whoever ministers to the law, mm-hmm. is called, you know, an angel, angelos, the Greek word, means a messenger, instrument, or conduit of the Lord. I know your works and tribulation and poverty. So Jesus Christ knows Smyrna church Christians, Smyrna Christians, the works, tribulation, God, you know, a lot of tribulation because over their faith. So poverty, so economically poor, so but you are rich. What does it mean? So spiritually rich, spiritual fullness, you know, over there. So unlike Laodicea church in chapter 3, verse 17. Can you read that? Verse 17.
Because you say, I'm rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Yeah, poor and blind, but spiritual poor, you know, Nicodemia. Outside, you know, the church was, very rich, but spiritually was poor. So, basically, that kind of church is totally opposite kind of church. Outside, you know, the Smyrna, was poor, materially was poor, but spiritually was rich.
Mm.
So full of Holy Spirit, you know, they are obeying the Lord Jesus Christ's direction. I know the blasphemy of them, which they say are Jew. So some people come to church, they said, we are Jews. But Jesus said, they are not Jews, but synagogue of Satan. Satan destroyer. So destroy the church. So we know that in the present, you know, last time, the coverage of an evangelium right here. And some people said, Messianic Christian or something like that. Mm-hmm. So some kind of tribe, Messianic tribe. Mm-hmm. So they have the worship service right here in Samaria. Mm-hmm. The first time I thought, you know, they are Jews, Christians, mm-hmm. Christians for Jew.
Yeah, right.
So I talked with the teacher, you know, they called each other rabbi or something like that. So I thought, you know, the Jews, you know, for Christ,
yeah,
kind of group, you know, because I learned the Hebrew word, you know, from the Jewish teacher, for Christ. You know, he is a really Christian, you know, like me, like you.
Yeah.
So I thought so. But he gave me his website, the Messianic, you know, Jewish website. I read that. So they denied, you know, all the New Testament. They denied New Testament. Focus.
So you look at their webpage and they
denied in the New Testament because they justified it with historical, you know, because the Western people, you know, a lot of the Christians, you know, the Westernized, rather without, you know, consideration over the Hebrew culture, you know, something like that, some kind of historical, you know, event to support, you know, their point. So they are trying. So, but yeah, it seemed like that, you know, they called by themselves Jews, but they are not Jews. So they are not Jews at all. They are just, you know, they are following Jewish, traditional, you know, like the Old Testament, the believer, the Christian group, they are meeting monthly one time, not, you know, the weekly basis. So that kind of stuff. So. But actually, Messianic Jew, you know, group, you know, really destroying the present, you know, the Christian churches anyhow. The Torah different concept. We got confused there.
The
first
time.
Whole point.
Yeah.
So first time, you know, I got confused too. So I treat them, you know, very nicely, because you are my brothers or something like that. Then he gave me his business card, you know, some bottom line, you know, the website. I checked it, I read that. But, that kind of stuff, you know, blasphemy, every blasphemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so he was born in New Testament. So that kind of stuff. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. So verse 10, do not fear over you might suffer, you will suffer in the future too, but do not fear. What does it mean? You know, the Lord is with us. We love fear the suffering by itself. The suffering by itself, and the things which you shall suffer, do not fear. Those things which you shall suffer. Shall is the future tense. So right now, Simona has a suffering, but in the future, their suffering will continue. So God do not fear. Simona suggested, because at the beginning, I taught three kinds of view. The first time, at the time when John the Apostle wrote this book, that time church, the seven churches are there, the Ephesus, Smyrna, Philadelphia, Tartary, something like that, Pergamos, that time church, that view first time. Second view, present 2009, present seven kinds of church exist. We can apply in that way. Third one, church historical. Church historical, you know, 0 AD, you know, Jesus Christ was born, you know, the church, you know, the established early church in the book of Acts, all the church established, then until now. So, in the view of church history, Smyrna, basically Roman emperors persecuted Christians, martyred Christians before Constantine, the emperor.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, this Smyrna church, you know, fit in just before Constantine, the emperor, announcement over, you know, the Christianity as a national religion or something like that, and that kind of stuff. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. So devil is the servant of Satan. So servant of the chief destroyer, who is Satan. So devil also a destroyer. So destroyers put them into prison. So you went to into Chinese prison, you know. So it's something like that, you know, prison, yeah, prison. That you may be tried, you may be tested, you may be tried, and you shall have a tribulation. 10 days, what is that, 10 days? Well, in the view of a church history, Roman 10 emperors persecuted the Christians. Historical. So I told you, you know, three views. One is at the time when Apostle John wrote seven kinds of church. That view, you know, very solid view. When he wrote, that solid. But second view applied to present times today. 2009,
yeah.
Seven kind church exists on the earth. We can apply, you know, which church in life, which is like that. Third one is a long church history, 2000 long church history. We can apply to church of Smyrna into persecution period of a Roman emperor, just before, you know, Constantine announcement nation religion, which is Christianity. Then be thou faithful unto death. So how long will you be faithful? Jesus commanded him to be faithful until death. So until martyr, until death. Yeah, until death. So, you know, we can apply, you know, this version to us because we are, you know, the ministers. The Lord. How long, you know, will you be faithful until death?
No choice.
Yeah, no choice. So we have two deaths, you know, because Jesus Christ explained the first level, the second death, first death. And the first death is everybody, you know, will die physically.
Mm.
You know, the, is the soul and spirit and physical body separate at certain point.
Yeah, right.
Everybody. But the spirit, so if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never die. That's why John chapter 16, we believe in the Lord Jesus, shall have everlasting life, eternal life. Eternal meaning, no dying. Hallelujah. So at that time, until death, until physical death, and I will give you a crown of life. Then, at the time of death, his soul and spirit immediately go into the law. Lord will give him a crown of life. So we wait a crown of life. Awesome. Crown of life. So then 11, he dead has an ear. Ear, we have here. Ear, why do you need an ear? You know to listen, right? Right?
Yeah.
Ear, you know to listen. Yeah, we have an ear. Let him hear. Yeah, what the Spirit says unto the church. So we should listen to always the Spirit says unto Calvary Chapel and Nine Hills. So Calvary Chapel and Nine Hills, board member, motto, always let's listen to the Spirit saying to Calvary Chapel and Nine Hills. We are not interested in your idea, your experience, your philosophy. We don't care about that. We just listen to the preacher saying to his church, Calvary and Angels. So always there's a primary target, always. Then, to listen, recent basis, what happened so far? What God allowed, what happened in that point? What happened? Yeah, blah, this, this, that. Then we need to pray to the Lord for this issue. So, what can we provide our knowledge, our time, our energy, our skill, how can you then, we see how we should respond to the Supreme direction or something like that, In that kind of style, always the first time, we have to pray to the Lord. What do you want? How do you lead this church? So the preacher saying to church, he that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. So will not be hurt over the second death, which means we will never die. Spiritually, we shall have eternal life. So this one is the last to Simona. So next week, we will continue to see Pergamos in the church too. So let's pray with the Lord's prayer.